This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the Eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen.
Praise thy Lord. Praise thy Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let us now pray. Blessed one of Israel, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and praise, thanking you for your mercy, grace, and for causing us to hear your loving kindness every morning. Wonderful Father, we declare that ye are a holy God, and we reverence you. This morning, as we receive from you new mercies, we arise to giveth unto thee thanks for our beloved Lord Jesus and our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Lord, we bless and honor you for the sending of our precious gift, the Holy Spirit, our dearest Comforter on earth, who dwelleth in us. Holy Spirit, we beseech you to continue to teach us to be your friend, and we thank you for your wonderful presence that remaineth. We love and adore you, blessed Holy Spirit. We honor you. Hallelujah. We welcome you in this time of fellowship with you. We welcome you as we are also so delighted to be with you this Saturday to exalt your name in the earth. We bless thee. We bless thee. We honor you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Wonderful Jesus, we bless you. We praise your name. You alone are worthy of praise and glory and honor. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory and honor belongeth unto the Lord God Almighty. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Lord, forgive us of our sins according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Forgive us if we've wounded you, we've hurt you, we've quenched you, Lord. Forgive us of grieving you, oh, Lord. We ask you that you create in us clean hearts and renew a right spirit with us, within us. We thank you now for this teaching that you are glorified in. I have asked of you something, and I thank you that it shall be. I bless you, wonderful Master. Great I am. Alpha and Omega, God, Lord of hosts, blessed Master, wonderful Counselor, my Lord, my Rose of Sharon, I bless thee. I am so honored to worship you, to declare your goodness on the earth, O Lord. I am so honored for this opportunity to minister to your daughters and to your sons. I want to share one of my most favorite stories. Happens to me too, and I'm sure it's happened to you now. And sometimes I have found myself getting frustrated in him when he has done this, when I'm in a rush. But I ask for it. I asked this from the Holy Spirit, you know, and it was several years ago. I was watching a program and I heard this man of God describe how he was sitting with thy Lord and he was looking for him for an answer. And he sat all day with thy Lord and the Lord didn't speak. It was the silence. But he knew thy Lord was with him. But he wanted an answer. And he didn't answer him. And he didn't receive an answer until when he heard his wife pulling into the driveway. Right when his wife was pulling into the driveway and he would no longer be alone, thy Lord gave him his answer. Has he done that to you? I ask for this. And now sometimes he can become frustrated because I need to know now, Lord. And this gentleman, this man of God, he said, Lord, I was sitting here all these hours and you didn't answer me, and now she's home. And the Lord said, if I had answered you sooner, you would have left. He loves us that much. He loves us extravagantly. If he had told him, he would have left. And he wouldn't have spent that much time with him. And lately, as I've been working in ministry, I'm so busy. But I spend a lot of hours still. But the Lord is jealous over us. He misses that, those years of consecration with him, I gather. And so he does that to me sometime when I know he could answer me that very moment. But he wants more time, because even in the middle of work, Lord, you know I'm getting ready to get on a call. And he's like, Tanya, I don't want you on that call. So I want to say to you, I'm sorry. Take time with him. There's no one else for me. No one can take this place of him. He loves us so much. He makes us sit there with him. This is Almighty God, with millions and billions of children. He loves all of us the same way. This intimacy, so glorious and magnificent and marvelous. Don't let anyone hurt it.
In the Holy Scriptures, we read of the Father ordering the steps of our most blessed Master early on in his childhood, when, at the age of 12 years old, thy Lord became lost. Yet, the young child Jesus was seemingly not at all lost, but instead, we may conclude was guided by the Spirit of God to prepare for his ministry. It is surely quite remarkable. The thoughts and ways of our great architect, isn't it? And reading of this profound event of our Lord being lost, we may discern that the Father hid what was becoming of his only begotten Son at this pivotal time from thy Lord's earthly parents. For the scripture records our blessed master's parents found him after 3 long days in the temple. Most certainly, we may become astounded as we read of this traumatic event in scriptures in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 46 and 47, and which describes of our beloved Lord Jesus, who was sent by the Father to save the world, seemingly not able to be found for days by his sorrowful earthly parents. Could you imagine what might have Mary pondered in her heart when the Son of God could not be found by her? I imagine she prayed to thy Lord God and became overcome with the most painful and silent tears. Let us remember, this was a most brave mother whom was chosen quite young and suffered great persecution and almost death for the blessed honor to magnify the Holy One, with her being miraculously with child with our Redeemer. Suddenly, Mary's beloved Son, the Son of God, could not be found, whom she had been entrusted by heaven to raise. I surely tremble as I read of this most terrifying moment during Mary's motherhood. In the book of St. Luke, chapter 2, verse 48, we read of our faith-filled foremother's Mary's amazement as she confronted the boy, Jesus, upon discovering him in the temple. And the scripture reads, "And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." Thereafter, we are left in awe as we continue to read of the character and wisdom of the Son of God, beginning to manifest most powerfully with his response in the book of St. Luke, chapter 2, verse 49. And our Lord said, "And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Hallelujah! Our blessed Master was now in training. I want to encourage you, listeners. It is oftentimes our childhood whereby we may need to revisit, to receive focus and strength and closure to fulfill our destinies. For in those younger seasons of our lives, the blessed hand of our Father is also upon us, as he was for our blessed Master. Surely, the formative years of our youth is where our Father, the Potter, in his loving kindness, began to mold and shape us. It is during that strategic time of our lives, also, I believe, our blessed Holy Lord divinely connects us in small measures to our respective destinies for his glory. Be encouraged in thy blessed Master. And in the glimpses of his childhood, and continueth to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, dear ones. I pray the Father of glory filleth your hearts with obedience and knowledge of his will, encouragement to fulfill his will, and all wisdom and spiritual understanding for his destiny, for you. One of the scriptures that I have applied to my life is written in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 18. And it reads, "Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes." Dear ones, we must surround ourselves with the Word all day. Write it on post-its. Keep it on your desktop computer. Quote it throughout the day. Sing the hymns. Sing the scriptures. Yesterday, as I sat quietly with thy Lord, meditating on one of my most favorite chapters, I suddenly heard the church bells across the road where I was visiting ringing. As the bells continued to ring, I began to share my heart with thy Lord Jesus about his church, and he encouraged me. It is my hope that as you delight in thy Lord, you shall meditate in him with these blessed scriptures and receiveth peace and strength. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Psalms 23, verse 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an unexpected end. Psalm 130, verse 6. My soul waiteth for the Lord, more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they watch for the morning. And finally, Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In times, thy blessed Father of glory is revealing manifestations of his majesty and glory in the earth with spirit transporting this most marvelous glory. Manifestation is recorded throughout the Holy Bible. One of the most quoted scriptures of spirit transporting is written in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1. In this blessed chapter, we are in awe as our eyes are fastened on the wonder of thy Lord, as the anointed prophet Ezekiel is transported by the Spirit of God into the throne room. this heavenly encounter whereby bestowed upon the prophet Ezekiel is a manifestation of the glory realm, wherefore is also recorded in the New Testament, where the blessed Holy Spirit transported his son Philip. After Philip concluded his assignment ministering to the spiritually hungry eunuch. This is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 39 and 40. I pray that verse is correct. Oftentimes I am quoting scriptures, and I at times have misquoted recently on one of the recordings, and I apologize. Let us also remember, after our blessed master's resurrection, he transported also in the most glorious manifestation of the risen Lord Jesus, spirit transporting. We read in awe as our King of Glory appeared to his disciples, to what certainly was of great comfort to them, I suppose. He appeared while they were assembled together, hiding in fear of the Jews. Quite miraculously, this glorious appearance from our beloved one revealed to his friends both glory manifestations of spirit transporting, which I have just described, and levitating. Our Lord was levitating when he appeared to his disciples. This is written in several books of the Gospels, but one particularly favorite scripture and verse that I like to quote is in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 19. How splendid it is that this most blessed portal of heaven continue with manifestations in the earth realm today. Surely, the Eternal One is a most kind and generous Holy Father. If this ministry has been a blessing unto you, and you feel thy Lord leading you to sow a seed, I invite you to visit the website at www.apostletanya.org.